Welcome everybody here at the afternoon session at the second day of SOTM 2019. We start with a session now with a talk from Vincent Privat about the JOSM project, and I'm looking forward to your talk.
Hi everyone, I'm Vincent from France, and I'm one of the most active contributors of JOSM, the Java OpenStreetMap editor. So as an introduction, some quick facts about JOSM. You might know it as the oldest and most being used editor still actively developed. It was created only 1 year after OSM itself. Its particularity, it has a rich set of features, and the editor is greatly extensible through many possible extensions. It is available on all platforms, Linux, Windows, macOS. It is translated in a vast number of languages. It benefits from an important community of users, and you can check his website as josm.openstreetmap.de, as it is originally a German project. My talk is divided in four parts. The first one will be the tech stuff. Then I will talk more about how we work, how we make JOSM. I will show you some interesting statistics. And finally, I'll conclude with what are we working on right now and what you can expect in the years to come. So first, the tech stuff. If we sum up JOSM, what it does, as an editor, its main goal is to load, edit, render, validate, and upload different kinds of data related to OpenStreetMap. So I'm of course talking about OSM data itself with the original XML format, and since last year we support an alternative JSON format. We also support traces with the original JPEG format, and since last month, this is quite new, we support RTKLib, which is a high precision centimetric format. And we also support OSM nodes. To help you editing this data, we offer a large range of editing, search, and filtering tools with also a remote control possibility from external systems. We have many possible extensions. So you know probably the OSM presets, but it is also true for mapping styles, validation rules, imagery sources using various protocols. You can also display geotag picture and also run audio recording in various formats. Concerning the technologies itself, JOSM is built using Java version 8 or later, and is built using the Swing UI framework that is shipped with Java. We have very few software dependencies. Here is the exhaustive list. You can see these dependencies are designed for very specific parts of JOSM. We tend to make all the possible work ourselves to keep JOSM as light as possible because binary size is important to us. I have colored the last two dependencies because they are written in JavaScript. And unlike the other one, which are Java dependencies, their future is at risk because of recent changes in Java governance by Oracle. In terms of extension, the main way to extend JOSM is by plugins. The community has created more than 100 plugins, so this is only a brief list of the most popular plugins regrouped in five categories. You can find first plugins that had new data formats and protocols, then a lot of plugins that had more advanced editing tools, especially the reverter plugins. Next, we have plugins that had integration with various ecosystems around OpenStreetMap. I'm thinking about Mapillary or Wikipedia, for example. Then we have very specialized or localized tools for specific countries, and we have very technical plugins that are not real plugins, but just a piece of software that ship libraries required by other plugins. You can, if you're interested in writing more plugins, you can find the developer guide. After plugins, we have presets. I'm sure you all know them. Presets are being defined using a very simple syntax using XML language. It's stable for years. So if you want more details, here's the documentation on the JOSAM wiki, tagging presets. Next, we have mapping styles. They are defined using a specific language, which is MapCSS, which is basically CSS for maps. The syntax is very powerful. It allows you to do many, many things, and we continuously improve at almost every release. If you want more details, same, you have the wiki, MapCSS implementation, and we have also the same syntax being used for validator rules. So with this syntax, you can check OSM data for potential errors and also define potential fixes to fix the data. If you want more specific details on this, I'll refer you to the slide being presented this morning by Clarice from Maxar, which are really great to get more insight on this feature. Now, some words about project management. How do we work? Who are we? It is hard to define a real current team because we are all benevolents, so we work on our free time, so the team evolves depending on the time available for each other. So in the last 2 years, I counted, we were 9 developers who committed directly on the SVN repository for about 2,000 commits. So here's the list. We are all from Europe, from Germany, France, Austria, and Poland. And here is a rare picture of JOSAM developers eating pizzas and coding. It was at the invitation of GeoFabric last year in Karlsruhe. JOSAM is not just about the current team. JOSAM was built by many people before us. So the historic team counts about 30 developers in the last 14 years of development. So you can see the red crazy guy, it's me. I joined in 2011. After the departure, thank you. After the departure of the original creator who left the project before I joined. You can see we had a peak of activity in 2016. That was because we participated in Google Summer of Code, and we had a very talented student who later joined the team. And you can see JOSAM is still actively developed. 2019, it's still not finished yet, so the bar will increase. JOSAM is not only about coders. We also have translation teams. We have a lot of people translating JOSAM in 36 languages, and this is huge work because JOSAM represents more than 11,000 strings to translate. So it's almost impossible to do it by yourself. You must be several. We lack some major languages, such as Arabic. So this is something where you can help us to provide more languages. So if you're interested to add your own language, please come see me and I will explain you. In terms of development cycle, we release a new latest version, a new latest development version each night, and a new stable version at the end of each month. When the stable version is not so stable, we can release hot fixes a few days later if required. For example, when we have critical bugs or an external change not caused by us. In terms of how we distribute JOSAM to end users, we recommend Java Web Start, which is a multi-platform and very efficient way to get JOSAM. But we also provide native binaries on each platform. Also, as a plain jar file, you can download using your own script. In terms of governance, we are an independent project. We don't depend from anyone, neither the OSMF, nor working group, nor private companies. But we have some sponsoring. A few more details just after. If JASM had a motto, it would be OSM community before all. We really care about the community, the OSM community. This is clear in all of what we do. For example, everything we do is publicly discussed on the bug tracker. We allow anonymous tickets. The choices we make when adding new presets are guided by what the OSM community decided on tagging mailing list or on the OSM wiki. So we don't create tags ourselves. This is also true when we perform technical migrations from one version of Java to the next one. We only do it when at least 19% of users already run this version. So this is quite transparent for most of you. In terms of sponsors, I distinguish direct sponsors who contribute directly for the JASM core project. So I would like to thank here, especially to Etna, who provided for free our server for 6 years, and Fosgis, who provides us a CUT signature certificate for 3 years now, and the new server since the beginning of this year. And we also have other companies who provide us developer tools. We have also indirect sponsors. I'm speaking about companies who write JASM plugins and make them available to the OSM community. So the biggest company who makes such plugins is Telenav. You can find them in the hall. They created a lot of different plugins to help on improvement of OpenStreetMap. We have also Apple, Microsoft, and Mapillary working on their respective plugin. And we also participate in the Oktoberfest event, which is created by GitHub. So I talk about the JASM server. We are a standalone project, so we have our own infrastructure. So the server runs everything. It runs the project website built on Track. We host the ticket system, allowing to report bugs and feature requests, as well as the official SVN repository. We have an online help accessible from JASM itself. We have the message of the day that is displayed when you run JASM. And we list the available extensions. And we have CI and QA tools to help us to improve JASM. For the continuous integration system, it is built using Jenkins. It runs, of course, unit tests every day, but we also have integration tests that allow us to check that JASM works with the latest and greatest version of OpenJDK. And we check that JASM is well integrated with ecosystem, such as Mapillary or Wikipedia, or we check if all tags, OSM tags defined as popular in TagInfo, as included in JASM presets. One of the daily checks we make, manual checks or semi-automated, are the checks of validity of translations of plugins and various extensions. One particular time-consuming task and kind of ungrateful work is to check the validity of imagery sources. So each imagery source you can display in JASM is listed on the wiki. There are almost 800 sources, and of course, each day, a few of them are failing. So the task is to detect temporary failures from real failures or dead links. So it requires quite a lot of time, as this is almost invisible. Now I'll show you some interesting statistics. First of all, the number of active contributors. So you can see in the last 10 years, it varied between 2 and 8 contributors per month. So with an average with about 4 to 5 people each month. So it's very active. And I'm particularly glad that since 2007, we had never less than 2 people contributing to JASM. In terms of lines of code, this is a very big project. You can see we have more than 300,000 lines for 200,000 lines of code. This is really big. In terms of binary size, I'm proud we can still count the size of JASM binary in kilobytes. So it's only 13 to 40 megabytes today. We have a linear progression, and you can see in 2011 we managed to reduce the size. That's when we switched from the old rendering system based on very verbose XML to the new MapCSS language. In terms of tickets, this is difficult for us. You can see the number of open tickets always increase. We cannot cope with the extremely high amount of tickets created each month on JASM Bug Tracker. We still manage to close many of them, but each month the number of open tickets increase. So this is also where you can help us to find duplicates or write better description or even better provide patches. Now I have 2 statistics about all of fames, but not of us, of you. This one is about the reporters. So the list includes in yellow people of the team, so I don't count them. I'm only interested in blue people who are not members of the team. So you can see since the beginning of the project, we have 5 users who have created at least 150 valid tickets, tickets which have been fixed by us. So thanks, many thanks to them. Another Hall of Fame is 2 people who provide patches to us, so same colors. And in blue, you can see we have 7 users who provided at least 20 patches. That's a large amount. There are many other people who provided less patches. Another interesting diagram is the versions of Java we required across our 14 years of existence. When JASM was created, it was using Java 5, which was the latest version available at that time. We are now requiring Java 8, which is still supported today. So we had 3 different migrations to perform, to switch from one version to another. So as I said before, we wait that as sufficient users run the target version before we consider switching. But we have also other factors to consider. Twice, the migration was blocked by the availability of the new Java version in Ubuntu LTS, long-term support, because this is by far the most popular Linux distribution used by Linux JASM users. You can see the release cycle of Java change quite a lot, so the next version of Java we consider after 8 is not 9, it's 11. Because now we have temporary version we don't really care about. So we will have LTS versions, like operating system. But we're not sure yet about when we will be able to switch to Java 11. Probably next year, but no promise on that. Finally, the last section is what are we working on and what can you expect in the years to come? We are currently modernizing all of our stuff. We are using a lot of old technologies that were up to date in 2005, not so more in 2019. So we needed first to that a new powerful server. This is done thanks to PhosGIS and OpenStreetMap France. Then we are currently working on switching from SVN to Git, Launchpad translation system to TransFX. From a single and scattered repository across GitHub plus our repository, centralize everything on a dedicated GitLab instance and tools from Ant to Maven and or Gradle, and also the same for PNG icons for two scalable SVG files. And you can see here the list of tickets tracking all of these subjects. Another big work that is going to take many years, we are trying to modularize the application. Currently, the application is a giant block. And if you're interested in reusing some parts of JASM for your own Java project, it's currently quite difficult. So we want to ease this, and we also want to ease maintenance for us, and also reaching more to new Java developers. So we have a master ticket, which will live several years. This is the current state of modularization. So you can see everything depends on everything. So it's difficultly maintainable. And this is the target. So we will have a lot more components, but without interdependencies. So it will be easier to maintain. And finally, the last subject. It's about the complex situation of Java today. I could give a talk just about this. So in a few words, Oracle, which is a company which maintains Java today, made major changes last year. This has a lot of impacts for us because they now focus on the cloud and on server technologies only. So they dropped a lot of technologies used by clients. So this has a lot of impacts for us, and this is why I cannot say when we will be able to switch to Java 11. We have a lot of different technical problems to solve. So if you want more details, you can reach me on Twitter or on the JASM mailing list, and here are the main links to provide documentation. You can find these slides released as Creative Commons and Wikimedia Commons. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Vincent, for the great talk about the JASM program.
Thank you.
So we have time for questions. Are there any questions in the audience?
Thank you for the interesting talk. I wonder if you ever encountered a situation in which there's different opinions within the team of developers, whether you merge a certain proposal or not, and if so, how you resolve such situations?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I've understood it. It's about the motivation? No. Sorry.
Yes. So, do you ever encounter a situation in which someone proposes a pull request and the active developers don't agree whether it's a good pull request or not? That's basically my question.
The agreement between each other?
Sorry?
We agree each other? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so as I said, everything is discussed publicly on the bug tracker. We usually agree each other as well as we agree with the OSM community. So we don't have any particular situation where we have disputes or failing to reach a consensus. But sometimes it can happen. Sometimes we can also make wrong choices, which was reported later by other people, and we usually revert problematic changes. So globally, JOSM is an happy family, and we live well together with the OSM community as well.
Are there more questions?
Thank you. Does this modularity that you're aiming for, does that have any risks alongside it, such as the maintenance or speed? Or?
Yeah, of course there are risks every time we change the source code, but it's also easier for us when we switch from this to this. It's easier for us to test it. We have big problems on testability of the software, so I think it will actually improve the quality of JOSM source code.
Hi, Vincent.
Where are you?
Here.
Hi.
Just a question with respect to moving the translations to TransFX. I know this is a slightly political issue, but would you consider moving the translations into the OpenStreetMap project on TransFX instead of keeping it separate? Because that would have the big advantage of being able to share translations and increase the number of translations available for JOSM and other projects which are in the group. The touchy issue for those that don't know is license, but there might be ways to work around that.
It's a good idea. It's currently difficult to get a lot of translators, and so it's kind of redundant work to translate almost the same strings between the different editors. So we didn't consider it yet, but it sounds an idea. We can work together on this. No more questions? No.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, thanks again, Vincent, for the talk.
Thank you.
And you have time now. Okay, applause. Before we go to the next talk.